Hey
guys,
we are back with another episode of the Unbothered podcast.
Come on, you keep on remembering, this is getting better and better and better, isn't it?
I will never forget after that first mistake. I could never do that again.
Come on, that's
it. I could never.
So,
today we have got a lot to unpack, actually. So, I don't know if you know, if you're on Instagram or social media, there's this thing of body positivity. So, that's what we're going to be talking a lot about today. So, Cindy, what do you think body positivity means for you?
So, I was sort of, my definition of it is sort of embracing your body, how it looks like, you know, and sort of looking after yourself as well. But embracing the full totality of it, not just aspects of what you like and sort of shunning yourself what you don't like, actually embracing that this is my body, this is how I've been made, and it is what it is.
Yeah,
that's what it is to me. Now, if you're gonna ask me, as opposed to the definition that I found, it said body positivity is acceptance and appreciation of all human body types. Do you agree with that, and what's your definition?
I totally agree with everything you just said. So body positivity is definitely like accepting who you are physically and probably on all depths of levels as well, so emotionally, mentally, just accepting who you are and your body, despite its quote-unquote flaws to you. So yeah, that's what I think it is.
Okay.
And being able to accept other people's bodies as well.
Yes.
Because if you can't do that,
very,
then
very big thing.
It's a bit mad if you can't really accept people's bodies.
Yeah, no, 100%. Because I think sometimes as well in society, they sort of tend to take one body type and use that as the idealistic goal. And it's very hard for you to sort of use that one body type universally, because we're all different.
Yeah.
Like, you never, I'm never going to look like you, you're never going to look like me. We're all different.
Yeah.
So, my question to you is, have you always embraced your body? Or is that a continuous journey? Or do you believe that it's body positivity sort of is a destination? Or it's a very ongoing thing that you have to sort of evolve and nurture?
That is a very good question. And I love it. She's bare whispering like there's AMSR.
Don't play with me.
So have I always loved my body?
Yep.
No, I haven't.
Wow.
I have, it was only since getting into my 20s and making sure I on my social media I follow a lot of body positivity accounts and make sure I see women that look like me as well. Because I'm plus size quote unquote, or I'm in the middle of being plus size, I don't know. So I can get my size in store, so I'm just on the edge of being plus size.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So I try to follow a lot of accounts like that, and I see how they style themselves and the things that they talk about, and I make sure that I try to emulate that in my own life as well. So yeah, it's only in my, like, probably past year or two I've started to accept my body. I won't lie, it's difficult.
Okay.
And it does show in certain ways, because I have this thing with, like, my face and my skin, and I don't like it when people get too close, because I'm like, oh my god, they can see my flaws. And
I didn't even know that, fam.
Mate,
that's wild.
It's deep. And I notice it when certain people are around me. But yeah, I still do go through moments of like my like body negativity,
if I want to say that.
Come on, making up new phrases.
Come on.
I still go through that, but I'm starting to love my body even more because I'm going to the gym and working out, and I'm loving the results. I'm not trying to lose weight to be seen as acceptable.
Yes.
I'm just doing it because of health reasons. And I like the results. So I'm enjoying my body.
Beautiful.
What's
the difference between, because this is one thing that, like, I hope nobody takes offense to it, but I'm actually genuinely asking because I don't know. But, like, what's the difference between, like, because I feel like there's a very thin line between body positivity and health. So how do you sort of balance those two. Because, like, obviously, if someone's obese or someone's extremely underweight, how do you sort of find the body positivity in that? Or do you recognise that as unhealthy? Or what do you think? Because that's one thing that I've always thought in my head. Because society can sometimes be like, oh yeah, size zero, size whatever.
Yeah.
And that's extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
Extremely dangerous in health, mentally, physically, emotionally, etc. But yet they seem to sort of put it, perceive it under a filter of that's body positivity or that's body goals.
Mm.
Or you should look like that, for example. And then you might have people who are on the other side. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's actually a health problem. Like, they might actually die if they keep on...
Yeah.
Well, both sides you can die, but you know what I mean. They might... have extreme, I don't know.
Mm.
But I've always wanted to know, like, what is that medium and how do you find that medium?
For that, I would say it's your motivations.
Okay.
So, with body positivity,
mm.
if your motivations for trying to look good or lose weight and do all these extreme stuff to look good...
Yep.
It's not okay if you're doing it for other people.
If
you're doing it for yourself,
mm.
that's part of body positivity because you're accepting yourself as who you are.
Okay.
So if, like, I'm losing train of thought.
No, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. Just but give yourself time to think. It's cool.
It's like, I follow a few accounts on Instagram.
Yeah.
Where these women are like size 22, 24, 26 they're quite big and people will be like, oh, they're morbidly obese, this is unhealthy, blah 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 blah. But to be honest, if they feel healthy and they are going to the doctor and the doctor says they're healthy,
that's a key thing. There's no problem. That's a key thing.
Some people's metabolisms are slow. Some people, like, I've seen girls who are quite big who can do yoga.
They're
doing facts, all these flips.
Facts only. And
your
splits
and your skinny girl could never. So that's what's it. Like, what are you saying there? Like,
the way you said it, I can't.
Some girls, some slim girls, like on the other spectrum, on the other side of the extreme, all they eat is cheese, McDonald's every single day. No one says,
facts,
you're unhealthy, blah, blah, blah. It's because they physically look good.
But just because
your body doesn't physically look like... Some people's health looks different.
Facts.
Like, my sister is I think she's a size 8 to 10. And I'm a 16. And I'm so sure I could probably outrun her because this girl's unhealthy. Like, she's got bad habits and I'm going to the gym regularly. But people look at me and be like, oh, she's fat, so she's unhealthy.
Best not, but it's on site.
And I'm just like, no, just because my body show is like, you can see it as a different size, doesn't mean I'm unhealthy.
It displays itself. Just because the way that it's seen is, you know, there's never judge a book by its cover, essentially.
Because fundamentally...
Mm.
If you want to take it if you make it scientific.
Jeez, Dr. Fode to the sun. Come on.
Everyone's biochemical processes are going to be different.
Yeah.
Like, we all have similar reactions going on, but the way people's reactions might actually happen is different. Like, I might be able to metabolize and break down fatty foods better than Cindy does, but my body doesn't show it.
Yeah,
like,
facts.
It doesn't mean anything, to be honest. I think the way someone physically looks cannot correlate to how healthy they are, depending on as long as, like, things like mobility and isn't affected, extremely affected, then I don't think people should really be checking people for their health. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Your bro is smoking 10, 25 cigarettes per day and drinking 25 litres of beer.
Wow.
No one checks him because he has six pack. Are you nuts?
That's wild.
So,
No, it's very true what you've said then. I think there's even something that I wanted to pick up upon from when you were talking about how bodies are presented.
Mm.
Because I think we've both seen, like, because we're both very active on Twitter, like,
mm.
we've both seen the sort of the stigma around, oh, if she's slim, thick, or
yeah.
he's got a six-pack, or... and they're eating a cheeseburger. Like, you always see the caption if there's, like, a really skinny girl, they're yeah. like, oh, yeah, I could eat, like, six of these.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, you'll get a heart attack, so yeah. relax, yeah. relax, relax. But now if there's a bigger person or a curvier person or a person whose body type is just, like, shaped differently
mm.
and they're able to say the same thing, they get demonised.
Yeah.
Whereas the other girls get praised.
Yeah.
And it's like, fam.
Exactly.
False equivalences, exactly. like, it doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
You know? And it's very dangerous. And I think one thing that you said that was so amazing was, like, the fact that you said talk to your doctor, because at the end of the day, it's your doctor yeah. who will know what's good.
That's it.
You know? And you check your BMI and all that.
Yeah.
Make sure BMI you know for accurate, yourself. Though. Is it not?
It's not accurate.
Is it not?
It's not accurate at all.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's people, well, weightlifters, because they're heavy, because of the muscle mass that they yeah. have, it will say that they're overweight.
So what would be the best ways then to find out an accurate way, or a way which you find out, or a tool that you use? Because that shocked me, like, because, you know, obviously in GCSE and all that, you're told, oh, yeah, yeah. check your BMI and yeah. all that. So me, I thought, oh, yeah, I'm fine. It's cool. Like, yeah. But no. what's that? So how? That's a big shock to me.
I wouldn't. To me personally, I don't look at all them graphs and all that stuff, because there's a lot of things that's not accurate.
Crazy.
For me, if my body, I'm very good at listening to my body, that's and it. I try my best to.
Yeah.
If I'm tired, bro, we're resting.
That's it.
If I feel like I want to go and take a walk, I might do that if it's safe outside. Do you know what I mean?
No, like, yeah, of course, yeah.
It's just listening to your body okay. and responding to it.
Okay.
ASAP.
True.
So sometimes, like, if you feel like if you feel like you're gonna pass out, like, take a sip of water. If you feel like dehydrated, like, recognize the signs that your yeah. body tells you.
Yeah.
I know for me, if my lips are dry and they're constantly dry, it means I'm dehydrated.
Yeah.
And I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
I'm really conscious of what I'm taking into my body as well. So it's making sure you're looking after yourself like that as well.
That's beautiful, man. That's crazy. But, like, thanks for that, because I think there's a lot of tools that society sort of places as, this is the definite way to find out whether you're healthy or not.
Yeah.
And like you've just said, like, even me, I found out this BMI thing right now is not accurate at all.
Yeah.
So that's something that it's like, research for yourself.
Yeah.
Checking with your doctor.
That's it.
And listen to your body.
That's it.
Because even for me, like, during A-levels, there was a period, because I was going through depression, I was not eating. Like, I was barely eating. And because of that, I was getting very, quite underweight. But it was in a way that, because with my body, it's very easy for me to eat unhealthy things and you won't see it.
Yeah.
So people weren't really seeing it, but it was only one of my psychology teachers at the time who recognised there's something up, because I just was not eating regularly. I was feeling so tired. I was getting so stressed. I just was not feeling hungry. And I didn't want to eat because I was just so stressed and so upset. Like, it was almost like my brain was sort of listening. Sorry, my stomach was almost listening to my brain. Like, in terms of all these moments of doubt. So it goes to show again, like, that whole idea that just because you might be slimmer doesn't mean that you're necessarily living a healthy lifestyle, you know? And it took me time, and my parents didn't even pick up on it. My sister didn't pick up on it. My brother didn't pick up on it. It was just something that only my psychology teacher, and if she had not, probably God knows where I would have been today.
Mad.
So it's one of those things that it's just like, you have to be careful. You have to listen to your body.
Yeah.
And you have to treat it correctly as well. Yes, it's cool to eat what you want, do what you want, but at the end of the day, make sure you're just listening to you mentally, emotionally, physically, all the other different ways, and make sure you have key people around you as well who will motivate you. Because, like, we've started going to the gym now, it's also motivated me, so now I'm starting to take, like, kickboxing classes.
Come
so I'm
on.
Gonna start, which is good.
She
even
told me that, she just explained it on the podcast.
Look,
wow.
But yeah, I'm gonna start, and it's like one of those things that I'm like, yes, because I know I've got people who are making steps in self-care, because this is a part of self-care.
It's true.
Don't assimilate the two, or don't separate the two, or don't marginalize the two. They go hand in hand.
That's it.
for you to think correctly, your body has to be feeling good as well.
Mm.
You know, because the days where I tend to eat a lot of rubbish, I know that I feel rubbish. Like, I feel very low, or I just feel very frumpy and I feel very lazy.
Yeah.
Well, I do feel tired a lot, but... literally. But it's one of those things that you have to push yourself, like, in the correct way, in a way which you know your body can take it. Because it's like what you... I think you used an analogy a couple podcasts ago where you were talking about, like, lifting a certain amount of weight if your body's not ready for it, and like, muscles can collapse or something.
Yeah, so...
Or correct me on that.
Basically, if you want to get stronger, you lift more weights. So the quicker you do that, the stronger you get, but you don't want to do it too quick, because otherwise you'll actually, like, harm yourself in the long run. So, yeah, is that what you wanted?
No, yeah, that's what I meant. So it's more of those things like research and listening to your body as well. You have to research for yourself, as well as checking in with your doctor.
Yeah.
You know?
And but, listen to those around you.
Yes.
Like, because they can see things that we can't.
Yeah.
So if someone was like, oh, Sat, you're losing weight too quickly, I'd be like, right. I'd be like, yes, thanks a lot. But it could be actually dangerous for me, because lose too much weight for your body.
Yeah.
So listen to people that, like, with Cindy and her psychology teacher, if her psychology teacher didn't pipe up and Cindy didn't listen, like she said, only God knows where she would have been.
No, honestly, it's one of those things.
You need to listen to those who actually care about you.
100%. And I think as well, like, one thing I wanted to touch on to sort of branch out as well is that idea of, as well, with thin girls. And I think sometimes there is pressure. I'm not going to say there is as much pressure on the other side, but sometimes there is pressure as well in terms of how to present yourself, in terms of staying thin. And because sometimes it's like, if you then put on weight and you are thin, because people are used to seeing you like that, sometimes you can put pressure on yourself, or other people will notice it. But it's like, do you know what, I'm having my moment, my body's changing, I'm embracing that. If I feel good and I feel healthy, it's calm. Don't also just feel like there's a certain weight, because for me it was more so as well, like, a lot of people like, oh, your cheekbones are really, like, predominant, whatever. So I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, people like it. So then I was losing weight to make sure. And I was like, right, that's not even the right...
Wow.
It's not making sense.
Yeah.
So it's very important, like you said, to have people around you who actually will tell you for what it is.
Yeah.
You know? Not because there's a lot of people be like, right, you're, like, with what you said, with drastic weight, people will gas you.
Yeah.
And then you find, right, you're now hospitalised.
That's...
That's it's true. It's very actually true. Insane.
It's very insane. It.
Yeah.
Like, also with thin girls as well, I know you'd get pressure on, like, oh, rah, you're so skinny, you need to put some meat on the buns. Do you know? Like, and then some guys are like, I like meat on my bun, and then you want to kind of look slim, thick, and all that stuff. Like, we need to realise that society's idea of the perfect body changes.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
remember
that,
if you think back to them Renaissance times,
I can't stand you.
Like, the girls in the paintings, I'm not an art history major, so if you special don't come and
no, but it's
me.
Correct. Like, what you're going is very correct.
Their bodies, it was nice. It was chubby, very slim. Like, it wasn't like slim. It, like, was just average. Do you
exactly.
know what I mean? Like, but then, if you go back to early 2000s, people wanted body like Paris Hilton.
Oh, baby. Them times.
Yeah. Paris Hilton.
Very thin.
Who was the one that she used to hang out with?
Kim?
No.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Her best friend, but I don't know her name.
I
know who you're talking about, but I don't know her name. Because they used to have a TV show together.
Bodies like that. Very straight, slim.
Yeah.
It was only like in the early 2010s.
Yes. That now we started seeing different.
We started seeing like slim thick started coming up a little bit
yeah.
And then all of a sudden we've got Kim Kardashian, who's seen as the ideal, even though she stole her body from black people. But anyway,
I don't even know who she is. I don't care.
We
for
ain't
her.
Gonna talk about I don't even that care how about she her. Appropriated our whole body. But like, society's idea of the perfect body always changes.
100%.
So regardless, you're not gonna please anyone.
That's
except
it.
For your bae, your body type, and you need to just live
and
for yourself, innit?
Yeah, as long
live
as you
yourself.
Like, that's
as
what
long
I'm
as
saying.
Enjoying,
that's it.
It doesn't matter,
you know, because people can always say, they'll say anything. Even if you're living your best life, you're never as good as people say they are, and you're never as bad as people say they are.
You can breathe through one nostril. They'll say, why are you breathing through that nostril? Why not the other one? That. So don't listen to them. Like, it does not matter.
Only.
They will start talking. They'll find any excuse to talk.
Let's not even get started.
So it does not matter. Just even people's...
One time one person told me, oh, my legs are too long. Brother, what do you want me to do about that?
I'm dead.
I don't care. Are they your legs? I really don't care. So I was like, so where do we go from here? Do you want me to get leg surgery? Like, it's not my fault that 98% of my body is leg. Like, what would you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
Mate.
People will always say anything.
No, honestly, they really will.
Even one time in A-level, I was told, oh, I'm too happy, so should I be depressed? It is you who is too happy. Every time you spin it on, it's you who has long legs.
That's it. That's
what.
Best comeback.
What do you want me to do? It is you.
It is you.
Because me, especially if you're enjoying your life.
That's it.
Nobody can tell you anything.
My best life.
I ain't going back and forth with you.
That's all you can do is live your best life. And
that is it.
Ladies, mandem, whoever your partner is, if they don't like your body, it's never too late to cut out that relationship quick time.
Oh my God.
So if you've got a man who's now telling you, oh, you've got fat, you need to lose weight. Well, brother, I've been like this since time, so leave me alone.
You know, like that.
It's like, just cut them off real quick.
It's never that deep.
It's not that. I can't come and kill myself. Especially if, like, what are you going to do? I don't get it. Like, why is it important? I know it's good. There is a thin line between looking attractive for your partner and being abused by your partner.
No, my husband's gonna have to take all the takes. Like,
I get it. Girls, if you want to look good for your man, do it. Yeah. Mandem, if you want to look good for your girl, do it.
Yeah.
But if they are coming to criticize your body after your hard work, that's when you have to see ya.
That's it. No, like, it's true.
It's not that deep.
Yeah, because there's a difference between self-help and self-sacrifice. Like, you can't, you know,
that's it.
Because even looking after yourself and making sure you look nice for yourself and your partner, it is a part of self-care and self-help, and you know, but it's like you said, you can't put your health in danger. You can't do that, you know. Can't. So yeah.
So do you have any tips on getting self-confidence?
I think
body
wise, I think wear things that make you feel good.
That's good.
Yeah, you have to wear things that make you feel good. Of course, as well, compliments your shape or your body.
Yeah.
And the nature of how it decides to, you know, reveal itself, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think wear things that make you feel happy. For me, like, I like bright colours. I like bright things. So I wear bright things. I also think that it's about making sure that you accept your body. So until you're at the point where you feel like, rah, okay, I accept the full totality of my body, how it functions, how it decides to present itself, then I wouldn't put myself on things where other people's voices would easily almost demonize me or make me marginalize myself and marginalize my own thoughts of, you know, the reality of how I look as opposed to others' opinions of how I look. I also think, like Saturday does as well, one thing that I do as well is I follow people who look like me in race and and in body type as well. And I also follow like people who aren't as well, because then it also stops that idea and stops that ignorance of there's only one idealistic body type.
Yeah.
It's nice to follow people who have a range of
beautiful
bodies. Like, I don't know if you know Paloma Alessia. She's I might have just mispronounced her name completely. I'm sorry. But she is a... she did a thing with... if you watch Star Like You, she did sort of a mini episode where she was sort of talking about her body.
Yeah.
And also, she's a model as well, and she's seen to be more on the plus side end. But she's just amazing in how she carries herself and what she does. So, yeah. I also like to... Because there's things you can learn as well, because I think it's about also learning about other people's struggles, and rather than being dismissive of them, because I think society is too quick to be dismissive of them.
That's great.
So once you educate yourself and actually understand, okay, this is a struggle for another person. One thing that might not be a struggle for me is a struggle for another person body-wise, then I won't come with that mindset of judgment. Like, oh, either just lose weight or add it. Like, you won't come with that.
Yeah.
You'll be more understanding and you'll be able to support them when you recognise as well when they're having that issue. And I think, lastly, it's about making sure you're surrounded by people who will tell you how it is and people who will also encourage you.
Yeah. That's great.
That's it. What about
and
you?
And that leads me on to thinking about, like, because you said other people have got struggles.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of celebrities as well, because they'll show immense pressure that they go through.
Yeah.
And I feel like those that go through plastic surgery, sometimes it's because they don't have that body positivity in their life.
It's
sad. You know what I mean? They think that they have to physically alter their body to achieve that level of body positivity for themselves.
Imagine.
Which I guess it does, but it's not, it's temporary. It doesn't last, because there's always going to be something else that you would want to fix. If you've got the money and you feel like you want to do it and it's safe, go for it. But as for me and my household, I couldn't. I would try and stick to like natural methods of trying to quote-unquote alter my body. But it makes me think of the interview Beyonce gave to Vogue. And to quote her, she says, "To this day my arms, soldiers I can't speak English,
it's cool, it's
breasts cool. and thighs are fuller. I have a little mummy pouch and I'm in no rush to get rid of it. I think it's real. Whenever I'm ready to get a six-pack, I will go into beast mode and work my ass off until I have it. But for now, my little fupa and I feel like we're meant to be." And I love that, because we need to be able to get to that place where we're like, oh, me and my chub were meant to be. Like, you need to just accept it and live at peace with who you are. Because for me, I'm like, Beyonce with a fupa. Fupa stands for fatty upper pubic area, if you don't know. Beyonce with a fupa, I said she could never. Fupa how? Like, it don't make no sense.
You know?
Because if you watch Rachella, there's nothing, it's just flat.
It's all tight.
And this is leggings. After she gave birth to the twins as well. So imagine. You're just like, fupa, huh? Don't make no sense.
You don't.
But
make
she's
no
saying
sense.
That, Beyonce, like Cindy told me that they wear like seven pairs of tights.
They wear
like, okay,
bare tights, fam.
It makes
bare
sense.
Tights.
It makes sense. Fupa disappeared.
That's it.
But like, you think of celebrities like Beyonce, she could never have fupa, but she does have one and she accepts it. Like, so how much more can you accept your own body flaws? Because people will think, like me, like, Beyonce could never. Like, fat, where does fat even exist with Beyonce? Like,
no, it's
come
true,
on.
Of course.
But she's accepted it.
Yeah.
She's accepted it. So
it.
You should as well. So I want everyone to get to the point where they're like, but right now, me and my flaw, insert flaw here, and I were meant to be.
That's it.
How God
100%.
Created you.
Amen.
That's
it. You know, like, amen. That.
Amen.
But that also reminds me of like Rihanna and how when her body changed, because she decided to accept it. She could have been demonized because she came from. Yes, she is slim thick, but she's also slim. I would say she's quite.
She was
slim
at the beginning.
Do you know what I mean?
When she first came out, she was very.
That's
slim.
What I mean. What is hey, Mr. DJ? I said, wow. But yeah, the way that she because. She had the confidence to actually accept her body, it then changed others to also force themselves to accept it too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's also a mind tactic as well. If you also accept yourself and you exude that confidence, then people have no choice but to also support you. But if they decide still not to support you, that's between them.
Yeah.
That's their business, it's not yours. But it was just beautiful to sort of see that as well, that transition of her body changing and her embracing it. And then, as a side note, I wanted to ask, do you think it's as easy for women who have children to accept themselves?
No.
Or do you feel like at a certain age, because like obviously when you get 30 or you're in your late 20s, people want you to get married and they want you to have a kid. Do you think that those who are mothers, they feel that pressure, and those who aren't as well, do they still feel that body pressure?
It's very difficult. I think for mothers, it's very difficult, especially we live in this day and age where people who give birth, they like to show off their snapback. Do you know what I mean? Like, they think as soon as they give birth, a week later, their body will go back to how it used to be. But it's like, sis, your body has been growing a whole human being for 9 months.
That's wild.
Your body has, like, it's changed, it's altered itself to accommodate this human being, this amazing person that you and your partner have created.
Imagine.
To come into the world. And your body has taken responsibility for that, and it's grown that human being. And now all of a sudden you think your body's going to snap back to how it used to be. No, but it's okay, because it means your body's freaking amazing to be able to provide milk and a space for your baby to grow in.
That's crazy.
I said it's insane.
If you deep it.
Like, your body is amazing to be able to do that. Sick. But because we live in this snap back culture, you feel like, oh, I have to be back to a size 8 how I was 20 years before I even had met my husband.
Imagine, like, that's crazy.
It's okay. Like, your body needs time to adjust. Your body has just released this human being.
Imagine.
And your body is still trying to look after, it's trying to repair itself and feed this child. So take your time. Like, it's okay. Embrace that mommy side as well. Because it's very difficult. It's very difficult to become a mum. It's hard. I didn't know how hard. I thought it was like, wham, bam, like, that's it. And then all of 9 months later, you get pregnant. Loads of people struggle with actually getting pregnant. So the fact that you got to the end and you've released this baby now and he's healthy, he or she is healthy, and your body is now trying to heal itself and restore itself, it's amazing. No one should put that kind of pressure on you to try and do snap back. Like, it's okay. Your body has done something freaking amazing, something that a man could never do. Never.
Could never.
Never do.
Never.
Don't let your husband try to say, oh, babe, did it. Shut up, first of all. Shut up. My body has been carrying this for 9 months. What have you been doing, bro?
That's it. What ask them questions again.
Nonsense.
Ask them.
He just contributed 3 seconds to the whole thing. Nonsense. So, that's it. Like, women, mummies, don't feel pressure. Like,
no, it's true.
Like, don't feel pressure.
It's true. It's nonsense. True. It's true.
It's assumed that will come and carry a baby for 9 months.
I'm dead.
To come and do snapback.
Imagine, because if you deep it, your whole body has become a natural habitat. Imagine. That's actually incredible. Like, it's a beautiful thing as well. And I just think it is what it is.
That's it. Like,
I'm just be at peace. Like, that's it.
Honestly.
Because it is what it is. It's all right. It's all right, girl. Oh, no, actually, I think that was the main things we wanted to cover, innit?
That's it.
What about music? I think that's a good thing. We like to do that before we round it off. So, do you want me to start? Yeah?
Yep, go for
no
it.
No problem.
Go for it.
So, recently, I listened to Nicki Minaj's album. I'll be honest and I'll just say I didn't like it personally. I'm sorry. If you like Nicki Minaj, I don't have anything against Nicki Minaj. I just think this project...
Oh, what's the album you're talking about?
Queen. So I just think her project, it lacked cohesiveness. It lacked fluidity. I tended to think at times that the instrumentals were stronger than either her bars or her flow. At times, her flow is beautiful, but I think there was only a handful of tracks that I could say. Out of the 19, I think there was only like 5 tracks that I could really listen to and actually be like, rah, they bang. So that was Barbie Dreams, which was incredible, Run and Hide, Chung Lee, of course, LLC, Good Form, my favourite song, and Miami. I think those songs banged. I've been listening to Good Form a lot. And then I've also been listening to a lot of Miguel. I love him so much. I do. War and Leisure, hit that album. Amazing. Beautiful. His recent project. Love it. I've also been listening to Wild Heart. So the album before that. And Kaleidoscope Dream, the album before that.
Come on.
I love, honestly, Miguel. I just love him so much. He's just... Oh my God. Don't even... I said, just say you will. Wait, I said, I will. Love on him. Oh my God. I said, please, wow. Baby. You're so annoying. Do you know what? I'll never forget, yeah? So we went... I think... I must have tagged Sata in a picture of Miguel, yeah? And before she just... And then... because before she didn't really think he was that attractive. Like, she thought, okay, he's cute, whatever. And then I must have added her in this one. And then she was like, oh, yeah, he's buff now. And I just added her back like it's too late. Like, you should have known. You should have been new that he was buff.
That's it.
Yeah, and Brockhampton. They're amazing. Saturation 2 and 3, those two are.
I thought it was one person. But...
What, Brockhampton?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I love them as well. Sometimes a group. Ooh, Gummy's
my song. As for me, in my household, come on, we've been listening to... there's a lot of tracks, but she said she didn't like Nicki Minaj's album. I haven't listened to it personally, but there's only one track that I've heard so far. That's Bed. Ariana. She's, I always call her Ariana De Grande for some reason. It's Ariana Grande.
I'm screaming!
Ariana Grande, or whatever it is.
Grande. Think of
Grandin.
Starbucks.
Oh, De Grande, okay.
The biggest.
And Nicki Minaj, Bed. I love that. That song's on repeat. Even though Nicki Minaj's bars in it don't make no sense.
Please, look, Bobs, let us know what it means.
She says in one line, they're doing 50 in a 55. I said, huh? That's safety, sis.
Maybe she's promoting, you know.
And she rhymes strawberry lingerie with strawberry lingerie.
We should know what? Are you serious?
We should have been new that. That's what she does. She rhymes.
She did it two chains.
She did it in Chun-Li as well. She rounded King Kong with King Kong. So it's okay, sis. We know you can't rhyme.
Oh my god. Oh, that, Nikki, disclaimer. So I said that, not me. That's wild. You'll never know. Her bobs are listening everywhere. They're all international.
They'll come and find me. Please. I'm in the Kim.
They'll knock on your door like,
Sis, Chun-Li. Pink Friday was the what? Please.
Pink Friday was her best project today. But yeah, nobody utters.
I guess we've been listening to Nicki Minaj.
That's wild. Is that the only song you've really been just playing out like that?
First of all, I didn't know what you just said.
Her voice was really. Is that the only song you've been banging out?
There's other songs, but obviously, man has to keep them in it. I have to keep the selection ready for the other episodes.
Oh, okay.
So. That is all. Let us know what you think about Poddy.
Jeez,
body,
come on.
I really can't speak English today.
It's okay. It's cool. Who needs English?
Let us know what you think about body positivity. Like, how have you been affected? What is it to you?
Facts.
That's it.
And your tips as well. Shed. Wow. Look at me. I've now shagged
my... today.
What?
But yeah.
No, I was going to say, share your tips amongst yourself and to others if they're healthy and, you know.
That's it.
It'll be nice to know.
Come on. So, we'll see you next time.
That's it. See ya!
See ya!